Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shaivan.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Vidishu Shraddho Adhikari Na Shraddha. In the Vidhi, only a person who has Shraddha, Shraddha Yukta Shraddha. Only a person who has Shraddha, he is Adhikari, he is eligible. Not a person who does not have Shraddha. Shraddhaya Deyam, Ashraddhaya Deyam. Ashraddhaya Adeyam, you should not give without Shraddha. You will not get any result, that's what said. Tatascha Manushyadi Avimane Na Shraddhadhanaha Na Vidishastrena Adhikriyate. Abhimanena Tatascha Manushyadi Abhimanena Shraddhadhanaha Abhimana Na Tatascha Manushyadi Abhimane Na Shraddhadhanaha. That person who does not have this Manushyatva etc., this identification that I am human etc., Na Vidishastrena Adhikriyate. He cannot be bound by the He is not eligible to perform the karmas. He cannot be injuncted. He cannot be compelled to do the karmas. No one can be compelled in that way. But he is not eligible. Tathacha smritihi ashradhya hutam dattam ityadika. And that is why the Shruti also says, the Gita also says, ashradhya hutam dattam tapastattam kritam chayat asat ityuchate partha nachatatretya inaiha no iha. It says, Ashraddhaya, without the Shraddha, Dattam Hutam, giving alms, or Hutam, doing the fire oblations, etc., will not give any result. It is not beneficial here or hereafter. Vinisheda Shastram tu, na Shraddha apekshate. But only the injunctions to do, expect this Shraddha. To give results. Not the Nisheda Shastra. The Shastras which say don't do. Those, the don'ts, Nisheda Shastram to na Shraddha, Nisheda Shastra, whether you have Shraddha or not, if you do the wrong thing, you are going to gain the results. Nishe apitu Nishiddhamana Kriyan Mukriya Unmukho Nara iti eva pravartate. Nisheda Abhimana Kriya Unmukho Nara iti eva pravartate. But it is not depending upon the Shraddha. But what else? Nishidhyamana Kriya Unmukho Naraha. This Nishidhyamana, whatever it is negating, that Kriya, that whatever karma it is negating, Tad Unmukha. This person should not be involved in that kind of karma. Tathacha Samsarikaha. Okay, what have you proven? Tathacha samsarika hiva shraddha avagata brahmatattvopi nishedham atikramya pravartamanah pratyaiveti na bhinna karma darshna abhyogamah. So in the same way, this samsarika hiva, in the samsara karmas, in the karmas which belong to the samsara or the samsaris, these people who are bound by the samsara, iva shraddha avagata brahma tattvo api. Shraddha avagata, through the shraddha he has gained the knowledge of the Brahman, though nishedham adhikramya pravartamanaha. The nishedha, knowing this is nishedha, this is negated, adhikramya pravartamanaha, he crosses, he goes beyond that and he does that. Whatever is negated by the Shastra, he performs that. Even though if he performs, pratyavaya etiti. He gains the pratyavaya dosha. He will gain this dosha. Akarne pratyavaya here, by doing this, he gets a dosha. Na bhinna karma darshna abhivagamaha. Na bhinna karma darshna abhivagamaha. So, bhinna karma ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ భిన్న కర్తారక, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్. హీ విల్ డెఫినెట్లీ గెయిన్ దిస్ ప్రత్యవాయ. Therefore, there is no trouble here. Tasmat na upasanayaha karye karma apekshate. Then, what does that mean? If this knowledgeable person who has no identification, but still he performs the karma, he has lesha vidya, we said, because of that he will perform karma. He will again gain the results of those karmas. What happens to that result? Will it bind him? It cannot bind him. So what happens to the result? Because of the prarabdha karma, because of the instrument of prarabdha karma, he is being pulled into these kind of karmas, which has to happen through him. And those karmas, by doing those karmas, the results are not going to him. The results go to the people who condemn him. It's not to him. It goes to the people who condemn him. It's like in the institution of marriage. The marriage, the punya, whatever punya the husband does, half of it goes to the wife. Whatever punya the wife does, nothing comes here. Nothing comes to the husband. But whatever the papa does, papa, the sins this husband does, nothing goes to the wife. Fully he has to experience. But whatever sins the wife do, half of it comes to the husband. It's a very, very tricky situation. In the same way, tasmat na upasanayaha karye karma peksha. Therefore, in the case of upasana, there is no dependency on the karma. Ata eva na upasana utpattau api nirvichikitsa shabda jnana utpatti uttarakalam anadhikaraha karmani ityuktam. That is why we said ata eva na upasana utpattau api. Ata eva na upasana utpattau api. Even to gain this upasana, to get involved in the upasana, nirvichikitsa shabda jnana utpatti uttarakalam. After gaining the clear knowledge what the tattvamasi, what this word tattvamasi, what this sentence tattvamasi says, if he has gotten the clear knowledge of the sentence, after that he is not adhikari anadhikaraha karmani tyuktam. He is not adhikari in the karma. This is what was said. Even if you find some way to attach this karma to the upasana, he is not adhikari. Sacha Shruti. That is what the Shruti also says. Na karmana na prajaya dhane na tyage neke amrutattvamanashu. Na karmana na prajaya. Not through the karmas, not through the prajas, not through the dhana, not through the wealth, not through the karmas which will win over the next world, the world of deities, not through the praja which will win over the world of pitrus, not through the dhana, wealth, which will win over the world, which will win over this world. Iha. So, all these three worlds, you can gain over through these kind of tools. With these, you cannot gain that Brahman. How then will you be able to gain? Tyage naike amrutattvamanashu. Only through tyaga. Tyagena eva eke. Only through the tyaga. Tyagena eke. Amrutamanashu. One should desire to gain this knowledge, this self-realization, this release from this bondage. Therefore, tad kim idanim anupayoga eva sarvataya karmanam. Then what do you say? There is in all the Vedavita karma, all the karmas which are injunctions are useless to him, are useless. Do you want to say that? No one will be adhikari. You say tathacha vividishanti yajnena ityadyah shrutiya vidvirdhiran. If you start accepting that, if it is not going to bind them, if the Veda karmas are not going to bind them, then vividishanti yajnena, this person who has gotten the knowledge paroksha jnana, he has to desire, he performs the karma yajnena danena tapasa trudi yajna trudi dana trudi tapasa. He desires to gain the knowledge, clarity of the knowledge. That will be contradictory. This, if you say he is not eligible in karmas, Then the scripture which says he desires to know that Brahman through the karma, through the giving of alms, etc., it will be contradictory. Nah, don't say that. Why? Aradupakarakatvat karmanam yajnadinam. Aradupakaraka sannipatya upakaraka visa. Aradupakaraka in a distance, sannipatya upakaraka in a closer. So, the previous place also we saw about this. So, aradupakaraka and sannipatya upakaraka. Aradupakaraka, that will arat, it will give you later, at a later point of time, it will be the connection with the karma is in a far off place. But sannipatya, immediately you will gain the connection. So in the later of point, karmana yajnadinam, this karmas will, yajnadi karmas will be beneficial in a distance. Tatha hi, how do you know this? Tametamatmanam vedan vachanena nitya swadhyayena brahmana vividishanti veditum icchanti. So tametam atmanam, that this self, vedanu vachanena, through the veda vachanena, through the veda vachanat means through the words of the scripture, means nitya swadhyena, through the regular practice of the karmas, through the practice of swadhya, through the studies of vedas, brahmanaha vividishanti veditum icchanti, the brahmins desire to know. Natu vividanti, it is not said that they will know, they gain the desire to know. Only up to that point these karmas are useful to gain, to give you the desire to know. Because without having the knowledge of the self, there exists some self, you will not have Icha. Jnana Icha Pravritti, this is the order. Only when you have the knowledge, you will have the desire to get involved in that object of knowledge. And for that, you will have the pravritti, you will get the involvement, you will start functioning towards that object. So, it is not said they will gain this knowledge through this karmas. Natu vindanti vastutaha pradhanasyapi vedanasya prakrityarthataya shabdato gunatvad Ichchayascha pratyarthataya pradhanyat. And in reality, what is this vastutaha? Pradhanasya pi vedanasya. Pradhanasya pi vedanasya. Though vedana, the experience, knowing is what is pradhana, important in that. Prakriti arthataya chabdato gunatvad ichchayascha pratyarthataya pradhanyat. As a prakriti arthata, in the statement, in the state of prakriti, it becomes a guna. And the icha, that word, see, vedana becomes gauna, becomes subsidiary, experiencing, knowing becomes subsidiary, and the primary becomes, the icha, desire becomes the primary. Pradhanyat, pradhaninacha kari sambandha sampratyat, pradhaninacha karya sampratya, karya sampratyat, only to the pradhana, this sun, this pratya can be added, not with the prakriti. So, nahi rajapurusham ane iti, this is what is explained, rajapurusham aneya iti upte vastutaha pradhanamapi raja, purusha visheshanataya shabdataha upasarjana maniyate upasarjaniyam aniyate api itu purusha eva. So raja purusham aniya, raja king, purusham person, aniya bring. So bring king person, this person called king, we are not doing that. Raja is important. Raja purusham, this person belonging to the king, in that meaning it comes. So though you say raja purusham, this person who is raja, though you say that, but in the meaning, when you don't give importance to the Raja. You give importance to the person, the Purusha, belonging to that class of Raja, the servants. So, eva shabdatas tasya pradhanya, because as a word it gets importance. It gets importance, it gets connected with the verbal root. So, evam vedanu vachanena iti eva yajnasyapi ichha sadhanataya vidhanam. ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే వేదానువచనస్య ఇవ లైక్ ఇన్ ది వేదానువచన ఇన్ ది సేమ్ వే వేదానువచన ఆల్సో ఇన్ ద ప్లేస్ వేదానువచన ఆల్సో యజ్ఞ ఎక్సెట్రా బికమ్స్ దిస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్. ఏవం తపసో అనాశకస్య కామాన్ కామాన్ అశనం కామానశనమేవ తపః హిత మిత మేధ్యాశినో హి బ్రహ్మణి వివిదిషా భవతి నతో సర్వథా అనశ్నతః మరణాత్. ఏవం తపస అనాశకస్య ఏవం తపస అనాశకస్య ఈవన్ విత్ తపస్ విత్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ డిస్ట్రాయింగ్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ తపస్ నైస్ తపస్. వాట్ ఇస్ తపస్? కామ అనశనం ఏవ తపః నాట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ whatever the desires the desire objects that is what is tapas. Penance means stopping yourself from experiencing. So hita mita medhya ashino hi brahmani vividisha bhavanti, but that means hita mita medhya ashino, one who eats proper food which is fine, good for him. Hita mita, this is very good. So he should not have lot of it. Mita in a parimita, in a limited, in a proper way. Good food in a proper way as a medicine, medhyashino, as a medicine, as a proper treatment for the body. If he takes it only for him, brahmani vidisha bhavati, the desire to know in the Brahman, the desire to know the Brahman will arise. Not for one, natu sarvatha anashnataha. Not for one who does not eat always, because maranath, he will die. If he doesn't eat, he will die. It's not for him who will not eat. Napi chandrayanadi taposhilasya dhatu vaishamyapattehe, not even for that kind of person who always performs this chandrayana etc. There is this penance called krishna chandrayana vrata. This vrata, this penance, which is called krishna chandrayana. As the moon waxes and wanes, you have to start eating. You have to start with 15 bowls. Full moon day, you have to start with 15 bowls of food. Whatever food you have, 15 handfuls of food. Then reduce it, 14, 13. On new moon, nothing. Again increasing, 1, 2, 3, like that till full moon. So from 15 to 0 to 15, this is one Chandrayana Vrata. Even if you, this is it's a penance for the person who is involved in the karma, not for the person who is involved in the jnana, because people start doing it after studying these kind of things. They don't understand who is eligible, who should do what. They start performing. This is very beautiful also to say, I am doing Krishna Chandrayana Vrata. Oh, some Vrata, you don't know, you say some name, it always becomes very attractive. This is sheer idiocy. It is not for a person who is in the path of knowledge. So dhatu, why it is not for the person who follows the path of knowledge? Is it not good for the purification etc.? No, dhatu vaishamyat, it disturbs your body system. Not eating disturbs your body system, your status of the body, then you will fall sick. Therefore etani cha nityani upata durita nivarhanena purusham samskurvanti. Etani cha nityani upata duritani, so these nitya karmas, if he performs that properly, etani cha nityani, if he performs the karmas which is nitya, upata duritani, whatever upata he has gained, those duritas, those sins, that will do, that will take care of. Nivaharanena, by destroying it, purusham samskurvanti, it will purify this person. Tathacha shruti, only in this way the shruti also says, sachava sahava atmayaji yo veda idam me anenangam samskriyate idam me anenangam upachiyate iti. So sahava atmayaji, this person who is atmayaji, who desire to gain the knowledge of the self, he yo veda, who knows that idam me through this anenangam samskriyate, me anenangam through this my this part will be purified. Through this, my this part will be purified. In this way, he knows. And he, because of that, he gains that purity. Anena iti prakritam yajnadi paramrshati. Anena means, idam me anena. Through this karma, anena karmana, through this karma, through this yajna, etc., this situation will be purified. This state will be purified. In this way, he understands. Smritischa. Smriti also. Yasya ete ashtachatvarinshat samskaraha iti. For whomever, this ashtachatvarinshat, 48 samskaras, 8 and 40. Ashta for 8, chatvarinshat, 48 and 40. These 48 samskaras are performed. Like that, the Shruti also says, he'll gain the proper base. Iti nitya naimitya anushthina kalmashasya cha vishuddha sattvasya avidusha eva utpanna vivideshasya jnanotpatthi darshayati atharvani shruti. And through the nitya karmas, through the performance of nitya karmas, and through the performance of naimitya karmas means not just the karmas which are prescribed in darsha purnamasa, etc., not that kind of karmas. The 48 karmas themselves, even in the 48 karmas, these kind of yagas come. So, these 48 karmas, when the child is born, then it has to be done with one, you have to perform one karma. There is nama karma, there is chuda karma. Even before the birth, you have to do karmas. So, simanda, upanayana, etc. are performed before the birth. So, these kind of karmas for whomever is performed, that they are naimiti karmas. Nimitta, because of some nimitta, you do these karmas. See, first there is this copulation. For that there is a karma. First karma, that is. So, then after that you have, after 3 months, 4 months, there is one karma. Then in the months of 7 or 8 or 9, you perform the Sivanta Upanayana. Some people do the second and third karma in the same time. And after birth, you have to do one karma during the cutting of the cord. Then after 10-11 days, Namakarna, during that you have to do one karma. And Chuda, Chaula, you first Anna Prashna, you feed, then after some time you tonsure. Each of the karmas depends upon the particular time period. 3-4 months you have to perform this karma. During the Ritu Bharya Gamanam, during the Ritu period, Nimitta. For the child, he has to copulate with his wife. During this 7th-8th month, because it is 7th-8th month, you have to do the Simanta Upanayana. So these karmas are very clearly, because of the nimitta, you are performing the karmas. So in that, the other jata karma, the shruti yukta karmas also will come. Therefore, vishuddha sattvasya, because of these karmas, prakshina kalmasasya, he has destroyed all the kalmasha, all the sins. Vishuddha sattvasya, because of that he has purified, he has gotten a mind which is purified. Vidushah, avidushah, that kind of ignorant, eva, only for him, utpanna vividishasya, one who, that kind of ignorant, who has gained the desire to know, vetumicha vividishah, who has gained the desire to know this self, jnana utpattim darshayati atharvani shruti. Only for that kind of person, the jnana will arise. The jnana will, he will only gain the knowledge. So, that is what the Shruti says. Vishuddha sattvas tatastu tam pasyate nishkalam dhyayamana iti. Vishuddha sattva, this person who has got a purified mind, tatastu, only because of that, tam pasyate, he can see that truth, that self. Nishkalam dhyayamana, nishkalam, without any disturbance, he meditates upon when he sees that. Iti smritisha, and smriti also says the same thing. Gita also says the same thing. Jnana utpadyate pumsam kshayatvapasya karmanaha. Jnana utpadyate pumsam, the knowledge arises for this person when kshayat, after the destruction of the papasya karmanaha, the sins, the karmas which are sins. So only after the sins are destroyed, he will be able to gain the knowledge. Ityadika. In this way, there are so many scriptures. So kluptena evacha nityanam karmanam nityahi tena upata durita nirvaharanena purusha samskarena jnanotpattau angabhava utpapattau na sanyoga pratatvena sakshat angabhavah muktah yuktah kalpana gauravapattehe. So kluptena evacha nityanam karmanam nityahi tena upata durita nirvaharanena. See, kripte, when he performs the karmas which are nitya karmas, which have to be performed daily, through that nitya karma, durita upada durita nirvaharanena, he destroys the durita which he has gained, the sins which he has gained. And because of that purusha samskarena, this purusha has become purified. He is becoming samskrita. He is becoming processed, pakva. He is becoming well mannered. Because of that jnana utpatto, because of that jnana utpatto angabhavatto, because of that this karma, nitya karma, becomes anga, limb for the knowledge. The nitya karma, the performance of daily rites, becomes a limb for the knowledge. That is the situation now. Iti upapattau na sanyoga pratatvena sakshat angabhavayuktah. You cannot accept it to be a limb directly with this sanyoga and pratatva. Sanyoga pratatva nyaya, which we saw, if there is a karma and for the same karma there are two vakyas giving different results, you cannot accept that. Because nitya karma, duritakshaya, and then they accept because there is no result which is pertain to this nitya karma, they say, given to this nitya karma, they say, when you perform the nitya karma, the daily rites, you will gain swarga, heaven. Heaven is the result. Now, you accept heaven as the result, you accept purification as the result, because of two different stages. In that way, you cannot accept here. Because kalpana gaurva apattehe, if you start accepting like that, it will become kalpana gaurva. It's a error in imagination. You are imagining too much. It's in the wrong way. That's ahi, because we'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.